presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
It's good to be here. Thank you. It's a no. Thank you to Caleb and Kerry. They're actually my youth leaders back in the day. They're the best youth leaders too. I used to drop in Kerry's old Volkswagen. Thanks for Paul and Robin. So I was praying. Saw a basketball ring with the metal nets, you know, like the boring basketball ring with metal nets and just a board. It looks boring, but actually God's playing basketball with you. So focus on where the ball's going to go, which will be in the ring. What I'm trying to say, focus on what's happening between you and God on the court. He's doing something. You know, he's building this relationship with you and anticipate where that ball going to go. And the reason why I'm just saying to you this one now, guys, because I don't want to forget, because if all these things that I'm sharing, the songs and my testimony, if you forgot all that, it's okay. But I'll make sure I pass on what God's wanted to tell you. This is in 1 Peter. I do believe this is for you guys, for Bethel Church. So get rid of all evil behavior. Be done with all deceit, hypocrisy, jealousy, all unkind speech. Like newborn babies, you must crave for pure spiritual milk so that you will grow into full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment now that you have had taste of the Lord's kindness. I'll leave it to you. Whatever that means, it's you, Bethel. But at the same time, I just wanted to remind you that Bethel means house of God. So in house of God, there's joy, there's forgiveness, there's presence of God, there's freedom, there's worship. I mean, I enjoy that worship. I really do. Not a lot of church does 7-8 songs. Really do. That's amazing. Oh, I enjoy that. I could have just kept going. But so it's good to be back in here. This is my first ever church, Manila to Wayala. I love Bethel Church. Joe is still here. We grew up in here, young adults in here. And the reason why I'm in Wayala is, you know how they had the gathering last night? We're a bunch of crazy young adults back then. We're radicals. We pray everywhere and anywhere. And that spot, we were praying for a moment where actually there's a gathering happening in there. There's a little tiny hills. We're praying, prophesying. God, we just pray one day that a worship and gathering's happening in this town. It took 15, 16 years, but it happened. So there's some more to go. But I just pray that I don't give up. Keep praying. Don't give up. And for me, really, coming to Bethel, it's a special place. You know, this is I got married in here, my first marriage, all right? In saying that one, my kids were born in here. They're actually friends with the start. But in saying that one, God is good. You know, you'll go through challenge, divorce, family's going through cancer at the moment. My mom's got cancer, my brother's still got micro cancer, my sister-in-law, I think she's okay now. But in saying that, you know, look to the bright side. Hold on to your faith, because God is good. You know, everything's happening. God is good. I mean, my kids were here, little ones. It's been maybe 14 years, I think, when I went through a divorce. But after 10 years, my ex-wife, Lydia, rang up, goes, I'm so sorry I put you through divorce. You love Jesus so much. And I just said, oh, don't worry. It's been a long time. But I said, I appreciate that one. But I'm just trying to tell you that, encourage you, that God's into restoration. He loves to restore people. So my wife now, Hannah, after 6 years of being divorcee, we have two more kids. So I've got Andrea, which is 19, Christian, which is 16, he's 6 foot, Ezra and Gabriel. And I said to my wife, Hannah, I said, I've noticed the pattern in him. Like, Andrea was dark, Christian's lighter, Ezra's lighter and Gabe's lighter. If we have another child, we're going to call him Casper, because he's so light, we're not going to be able to see him. So you know what I did? You know, I love buying guitars, so I stopped buying guitars. I save up money. I went to Burnside and I get chopped up, nipped up, whatever you call it. So yeah, but God is good. And then now, you know, my wife and my ex-wife, we can sit down together and have morning tea together. But God is good. God is good. So hold on to your faith. Look to the bright side. And then 7 years ago, the reason why we moved to Adelaide, because I had a brain injury and I nearly died. The reason why we moved to Adelaide is I needed to restart this brain. I needed to start from scratch. And we're still in Adelaide, but Wayala is at home. This is called Hold On. Look to the bright side when everything's crumbling down. Look to the one who created moon, the stars and sky. Leave your heads up when life's falling apart. Give it to Jesus, he'll give you a brand new start. He's the one can make the change. And everything all belongs to him. So hold on, don't give up, don't throw your faith away. Don't throw it all away. And keep believing that God is for us, no matter what people say. Amen. Things around us seems to go dim. Look to Jesus to light away your path. When all our hopes are seems to fade away, He's the answer, the light, the truth, the way. He's the one can make a change. And everything all belongs to Him. So hold on. Don't give up, don't throw your faith away. Don't throw it all away. And keep believing that God is for us, no matter what people say. Oh, 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 oh. Cause He's faithful. He's faithful no matter what. No matter what you're gonna go through, He's faithful. You gotta hold on to that faith that is given to you. He's faithful. He will fight for you. He will make a way. He's faithful. He will fight for you. He will make a way. He's faithful. He will fight for you. He will make a way. He's the one can make the change. And all belongs to Him. So hold on, don't give up, don't throw your faith away. Don't throw it all away. Oh, keep believing that God is for us. No matter what people say. So hold on, don't give up, don't throw your faith away. Don't throw it all away. Oh, keep believing that God is for us. No matter what people say. Amen. So, yeah, so we moved to Adelaide, and then I had to start learning two numbers, to three letters, to colors, to everything, because my brain was banged up. And then I was like 3 years in physio, but I had to work on my brain. And then we thought after that we'll move back to Wayala. But no, we're still there. God wanted us there for now, and then we're still there. And then in saying that, you know, we God put us to this four families, and we started the church, and then and then I don't know how many there are now. There are lots, but God took us out there, and then I was doing Bible college actually. You don't do Bible college when you got TBI, trauma brain injury, because it's not gonna work. it's not good. But at the same time as well, after Bible college, I was praying, God, what do you want? So I got a lot of phone calls from ACC, AOG to be youth pastors, associate pastors, even Wayala town. Wayala, they rang me up. But we prayed about it, but it wasn't for us. So God took us to this place, Hope Church, Cleansing. So I was with them. We were with them for 2 years. I was writing songs for them. I was really, it was fun. So I was writing songs. It was paid job. write songs all the time. If they like it, we record it. We sit down in the studio and recording. So all these songs that I'm sharing to you, I don't sell CDs, okay? Because it's not my song. It's God's songs. I wrote it, but it wasn't my song. Because every time a song comes out, it's really a prayer. I'm just like really sitting down and praying to God. So a lot of song comes out of the church, and then some recorded. And this song I'm going to share with you is it's called In the Eye of the Storm. I'm going to sing this in a slower version. I finished Bible college, and then no job. And I felt like, you know, I was in the storm. And some of you are going through the storm as well right now. And then I encourage you to look up, because He's with you. Jesus is with you. You might be in the middle of the storm and everything's going crazy, but he's with you in the eye of the storm. It's peace, it's calm, because Jesus is with you. I am in the eye of the storm with Jesus, but I am in the safe hands of my Savior, and He holds me and shelters me, and He never lets me go. And He holds me and He shelters me, and He never lets me go. And you'll be wandering around this morning like, God, are you still there with me? Still there with you. He's not gonna let you go. And I am in the perfect will of my Father. So I raise my hands. So I raise my hands to Him in surrender. Cause He holds you and He holds me. He shelters me, and He never lets me go. He holds me and He shelters me, and He never lets me go. Struggling down, Jesus, I know You're with me. Jesus, I know You're with me. Even though I'm terrified, raging storms are constant from side to side. I know You never leave me. I know You never leave me. Though the chaos is around, even when my faith is struggling down, Jesus, I know You're with me. 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 With you, no matter what you're going through. Though the chaos is around, even when my faith is struggling down, Jesus, I know You're with me. Even though I'm terrified, raging storms are constant from side to side. I know You never leave me. I know You never leave me. Amen. So yes, yeah, so I was praying on that morning on this 100-year-old pianola. A friend, of old friend from here actually, Daniel, gave this old pianola, and I was playing the piano. It was just a prayer, you know, and all these songs is really a prayer. And I just, you know, I just want you to know that it might seem you're in the dead end, you know. I mean, one night I was saying, God, I don't know where to go. I don't know where to run, don't know, you know. But you just run to Jesus. That's all you could do. You just run to Jesus because there's nowhere to go. It's only through Him. You might have everything, but there's Him inside that eating your life. But I just pray that you will, you'll run to Him. Surrender it to Him. I got nowhere to go. I got nowhere to hide. When the world is crumbling down, nowhere to run. I got nothing to say. I don't know what to pray. When tears flowing down my face, I know you're still there. Still there with you. So here I am right now. I give my life to you. So here I am right now. I surrender all. So here I am right now. I give my life to you. So here I am right now. I surrender all. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to start. Confusion running in my mind. But you give me peace in my heart. Hey, here I am. I am right now. I give my life to you. So here I am right now. I surrender all.
You surrender it to Him.
So here I am right now. I give my life to you. And here I am right now. I surrender all.
I think the question is, will you surrender it to Him? Whatever is that.
Oh, so wash me with your love and cleanse me as white as snow. I'm coming back to you, 'cause you are the Lord of all. So wash me with your love and cleanse me as white as snow. Lord, I'm coming back to you, 'cause you are the Lord of all. You're the Lord of all. When the world is crumbling down, nowhere to run.
Amen. So yeah, really, just run to Jesus, and then you know, with all these things that I'm going through, you're going through the same thing as well. But one thing I know is we have the same God. And that's the amazing thing. And He hasn't forgotten you. He never leave you. Never forgotten you. And He knows everything. You know, if you've seen me on that night when that song comes out, that's the prettier version. The real version was like crying and snorting everywhere on the recording. If you want to hear it, I'll play it. And one night, I was just like, you know, nearly 12 o'clock, I said, God, you're the only one can understand what's going on inside. Oh, it's just a prayer, and then this song comes out. And I know some of you will probably relate to this song.
'Cause you're the only one who understands what's going on inside. You're the only one to see my tears in the middle of the night. 'Cause you're the only one who knows the struggles that I'm going through. 'Cause you're the only one who knows me well. 'Cause you're the only one who understands what's going on inside. You're the only one to see my tears in the middle of the night. 'Cause you're the only one who knows the struggles that I'm going through. 'Cause you're the only one who knows me well. 'Cause you're the only one who understands what's going on inside. You're the only one to see my tears in the middle of the night. 'Cause you're the only one who knows the struggles that I'm going through. 'Cause you're the only one who knows me well. And you're the only one who knows me well. And that song comes out and I was crying, 'cause I was going through depression and everything after you've lived in Wayala, a place that it's your home. Finish my nursing, I'm going to be a nurse. And then suddenly you got hit by a car proposing at, you know, with my wife Hannah now at whatever is that place, Point Loli. So don't propose at Point Loli. So yeah, I thought I was going to be a nurse to finish my nursing. You know, I got a job lined up. My teenage is in Adelaide. We're just going to go fly in, fly out. My wife's working at Sunrise. It's all good. Everything's sorted. But God's always got a best plan. And, you know, and so we have to move to Adelaide to reset my brain, see all the neurologists, neuropsychologists, psychologists, psychiatrists, all the people that works with brain. I saw them for 5 years. I seen them. And my memory was so bad. My brain was so bad. I was in bed for 8.5 months with 4 pillows and looking up the ceilings. Even to this point, I still can't remember that I proposed to my wife. But she got the ring. So I don't know. She probably bought herself her own ring. But I still can't remember. That's how bad I was. But what I'm trying to say to you that I was in the middle of this depression. They diagnosed it as a smiling depression. So if you see smiling a lot, you ask them, "Are you okay?" They might be going through depression. But I'm trying to say, you know, this song. I was just like, "God, are you still there, God? You hear me now, God?" But it's really for us to love people. Love God, love people, because people are going through a tough time. I just pray that you will learn to love people, but keep coming back to God. Love God with all your heart. Love others the way you love yourself. What's with $50 to buy a sausage and get a free sausage just to the neighbors, to the street, you know? Get together all the young adults and youth, put $50 each and get free sausages down the beach. You know, if this is your last time on earth, if this is my last time, I'm giving all I got. I'm driving to Adelaide, knowing that I might not see you again. Why not give everything? Why not love God and love people? You can't take your credit card, your card in heaven. You can't take your money in heaven. You know, go drive through McDonald's and pay for the next one and tell them it's from Jesus. Tell them Jesus loves you. But yeah, so whatever you're going through right now, Jesus walking on the water right now and coming towards you right now. If you see me now, will you hold my hands once again? And if you see me now, words in my ears, because I need you now more than ever before, and I need you now so much more.
I'm slipping away like a boat in the ocean. I'm floating and drifting, nowhere to go. But I know you can walk on the water, heading towards me right now. Oh, oh, oh. And if you see my tears, will you wipe it away once more? And if you know my fears, will you give me strength again? Because I need you now more than ever before, and I need you now so much more. I'm slipping away like a boat in the ocean. I'm floating and drifting, got nowhere to go. But I know you can walk on the water, heading towards me right now.
So he's coming, walking towards you right now. Whatever depression you're going through, whatever tough time you're going through, he's faithful. He's our God, he's Jesus. He died on the cross for us, for me, for you. He's coming towards you right now. I just pray that you ask for strength and teach you how to reach out your hands to him like Peter when he was sinking on the water.
Give me strength to reach out my hands to you. Teach me how to fix my eyes on you. Give me strength to reach out my hands to you. Teach me how to fix my eyes on you. Because I need you now more than ever before, and I need you now so much more. I'm slipping away like a boat in the ocean. I'm floating and drifting, got nowhere to go. But I know you can walk on the water, heading towards me. I'm slipping away like a boat in the ocean. I'm floating and drifting, nowhere to go. But I know you can walk on the water, heading towards me right now.
Amen. So yeah, so all this song is really just a prayer. And, you know, I played a few Christian gatherings and people asked me for CDs. I just said, oh, I just really share Jesus. In my heart, it's when I meet him, I don't want to, you know, he asked me, Stephen, what did you do with my song? And I'll tell him I made money of you. I didn't want that one. So really, I'm just sharing this, you know, sharing Jesus. And then it's always an honor and to be invited and able to share the love of God and what he's done in my life, the good things done in my life. In saying that one, so I finished Bible college and then worked at this church for 2 years writing songs, and there's a lot of amazing songs comes out. It wasn't me. I asked God about it, you know. You know, when we have conference, God, what songs do you want? And then I got this melody and lyrics, and then just write it down. And then, you know, one time, you know, theme for the church, so God, anything, you know, just songs was just like flowing out. But the thing though, I don't work there anymore, but the song is still flowing, so I just keep being diligent and writing it down. And then, you know, so I was working for them 2 years, and then I heard this whisper. It said, put your resignation. Oh, no. I said, is that you, God? And then after three months of praying, I put my resignation, and then I didn't have a job for 4 months. I was just working at, I think, NDIS, yeah. And then suddenly, Marion Church of Christ, Marion Road, rang and said, hey, come for a chat. I said, yeah, no worries. But there was no job at the time. And then they gave me the job. I said, oh, cool. So I'm just passionate about you, young adults, and really, that's my heart. And then, so started working in there, and then driving to this, to work. And then you got Hamilton Secondary College. And then, I keep seeing the name Hamilton High. Literally, I was driving, looking away. It's like, God, what do you want? So after 14 days of praying, you know, about the school, and I decided I'm going to come in and do a volunteer, an hour a week. But on the 14th day, I met the area manager, and then apparently the chaplain resigned, so they're looking for a chaplain. So I have to give up my $60 per hour job, because I knew I meant to be doing this chaplaincy. But the funny thing, though, when everything's going down, the enemy will tell you that, see, you're not worth it. You're done. So that's whispering in my ears. But God is good, you know. Somehow there's just like this, these lyrics, this song comes out, you know, as I was praying through, you know, this is not where your story ends, Stephen. And whatever you're going through right now, this is not where your story ends. You might be going through depression, divorce, pain. Don't know what's going to happen, you know. My family's going through cancer. But this is not where your story ends. This is not where your story ends, all right? And just believe in that one, because God said He's with you, He's for you, He'll never leave you. Maybe going through some obstacles and shadows hovering, you're facing giants, but this is not where my story ends. The enemy is accusing me, he's defining my circumstance. I'm in the dark, but this is not where my story ends. This is not where my story ends. As I gaze upon you, I remember your goodness. When I call upon your name, you were there. You were there. And it's still there with you. Maybe going through some obstacles and shadows hovering, I'm facing giants, but this is not where my story ends. The enemy is accusing me, he's defining my circumstance. I'm in the dark, but this is not where my story ends. This is not where my story ends. As I gaze upon you, I remember your goodness. When I call upon your name, you were there. You were there. And the enemy thought that I'm done with everything with God, you know, when I left that writing songs. Because I was loving it. I'm enjoying it. And then God put me to Marion Church of Christ with 4 kids, youth. And then now, I don't know, there's so many of them, 20, 30, I just said feed them. So I think we had about, I don't know, 300% growth. I'm not a number guy, but I know if there's a lot of people, we make sure we feed them. Youth is growing crazy, young adults combined everywhere and anywhere. But God is good, because it's not done with you yet. So you might be feeling that God is done with you, but it's not. You may be going through some obstacles and shadows hovering. You're facing giants, but this is not where your story ends. The enemy is accusing you, he's defining your circumstance. You're in the dark, but this is not where your story ends. This is not where your story ends. Amen. So yes, God's not done with you yet. So we got one more song just to honor the time. We got this one last song, and then we'll finish it up with the songs that everybody knows. So this song is called Just Follow What Jesus Said. Really love God with all your heart. Love your neighbor as yourself. Really comes down to that. Whatever comes out of that, it's on God. It's not on us. This is called said. If I was you, I'd follow what he said. If I was you, I'd do it straight away. If I was you, I'd give my life to him. If I was you, I'd surrender every day. Cause I don't wanna get swallowed by a whale. And I don't wanna hear donkey pray. My life would go round and round. 40 years in the desert, and I'd be counting on my Facebook likes, but my worries never end. I better start loving people and do what you want me to do. And I decide to come follow what he said. If I was you, I carried my own cross. Jesus did. If I was you, I'd give it to the boss. You know who I'm talking about. If I was you, I'd get down on my knees. I wanna be impulsive like St. Peter. Here we go. Cause I don't get swallowed by a whale. And I don't wanna hear donkey bray. My life would go round and round. 40 years in the desert, and I'll be counting on my Facebook likes, but my worries never end. I better stop loving people and do what they want me to do. And I decide to come follow what he said. Knows the plan for your life, never leaves you by your side. His ways are higher than your ways, so you better stop swimming against the tide. Cause he knows the plan for your life, never leaves you by your side. His ways are higher than your ways, so you better stop swimming against the tide. Cause I don't get swallowed by a whale. And I don't wanna hear donkey bray. My life would go round and round. 40 years in the desert, I'll be counting on my Facebook likes, but my worries never end. I better start loving people and do what you want me to do. And I decide to come follow what he said. Amen. I'll just invite you to stand and we'll sing this last song together. God, I just pray as we finish up, remind Bethel that it's a house of God, and you with them and you're for them. Amen.
Then sing my thou art. Then sings my oh my say, you got to thee, and how great thou art, and how great thou art. Then sings my soul. Then sings my how
my soul.
Dancing.
How great thou art. How great thou.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.